Okay.
We're up to Taf Kuf Mem Zion. Dim Meis Lo Meis B'Cholomoyd. Cholomoyd also be hesped b'tanis. It's also to give a hesped or to fast on Cholomoyd. Efichach ein menichin es amita b'rechov. Therefore, it's also to go ahead and when you're to leave. Doing a levaya, so what people do is they put the meat up in the rechov and they're maspid it. So that we can't do. Shalahargil is a hespid. You shouldn't cause a hespid. Bitamza emelichin is a mesa visakfars, achia kever masukan. Therefore, a levaya works in chalamoy that basically you just go straight to the kever and do everything by the kever. I'm not sure the exact minig is. but that's the idea. Nashim Ma'anos. Again, this used to be the minig. Used to be that truth is, I think by Moroccans, I've seen it. If you've ever been to Moroccan levaya, the Nashim Ma'anos, they like cry out and do whatever, and they say, I forget exactly what they do. And Shukulam Oinos Ka'achas, and they all cry out after one, they're allowed to do that, they can all do a biyacha, but one says, you know, Isha Chesed, something like that, whatever, I don't know. That they can't do because it's ma'orer extra sadness, and that should come to someone to stand up and to do a hesped. Below metapchis, nor do they. I know kalchos kaf al kaf. They don't, they don't clap. Nigvar ames aflo ma'anos. But after the kvura, even then, they're not ma'anos, because it is a certain amount of recognition that people are going to be sad, and so on, you know, but there's only, you have to make a gvul as to how sad people are. Gimel, ko shloshim yom lifnei ha-moed, every 30 days before moed, I guess that would be from Purim, or from, I guess an ER, or after, well, no, because the whole moed by Shavuos, but by Purim or by Tezvav Elul, Chol Shoshim Lefnei HaMoed, or maybe Rosh Chodesh Elul, Aser LaHaspid Al HaMeis. Right, so every time a Chol HaMoed, it's also to go give a Hespid for a Meis. Shemeis Lefnei Shloshim Yom Kodim HaMoed. That if he had a Karov who, or Rav, someone who was Nifter 30 days before, a little more than 30 days before the Moed, it's also to go ahead and say a Hesped in those 30 days, after Purim. Afilam Yeshul Hesped below Zek, Yom Shemeso Meis Besof Shoshim, Shemutu Lasaft Afilam Meis Erev Eregel. If he was, explain what's going on over here, what's going on over here is that there's the Chomim Rechoshesh, that if you would go ahead, that once someone was nifter, so okay, shortly the pain goes away slowly. If they went ahead and they said a hesped during the 30 days before the moed, it's going to ma'orer the sadness and it's going to mashpia and affect the simcha. The simcha until in the moed, and it might come, and it's going to ruin his moed. Which, I mean, for us, listen, I guess depends on the situation. Back then, I guess they were more emotional, I don't know. But al kapanim, you're talking about someone, on Chaf Adar, or go ahead and say a hesped, and therefore on Chol Moed Pesach you wouldn't be able to enjoy yourself is a chiddush, but kacha, that's we're choshish for such a thing. However, if a person was takum nifter between Purim, between Purim and Pesach, then definitely it's mutter to go again and give a hesped. Right? Afil im yeshal hesped below ze, even if there's already was a hesped, it could go on shemesel meisach shloshim Shemutu l'safta, feel based on erev, even based on erev erev, you're allowed to give a hesped. It's just a chol moed, it's aser. Aser l'haspid imo al hameis, shemeis, if they shloshi yom kodom amoed. It's aser to go ahead and be maspid imo al hameis, shemeis, if they shloshi yom kodom amoed. Even there, let's say a situation, let's say it was a husband and wife, right? One was, they were nifter a week apart, or a month apart, whatever it is. One was nifter in Shvat, the other one was nifter, you know, in the end of Adar. And when they would be giving a hesped for the spouse to go ahead and to mazgir and to go ahead and talk about the other spouse as well in that hesped. It's a chiddush because it's going to ma'or a person's sadness for that person. If a person was nifter within 30 days, he's sad. There's nothing we can do about that. But if it was before 30 days, and you don't want to ma'or that avelus, that sadness, which is going to mashpia on the moed. Mi shabalo shmua besoch shloshim yom kodom aregel. Well, that's if, let's say, someone was nifter, but let's say he didn't hear about it, and he got a shmua krova 30 days before the regel. Shmua rechoka, doesn't either one. Nearly shemutu lasafto. The Chara said that it is mutter lasafto, v'yishihid rechoka. Even if it's a shmua rechoka, it's more than 30 days, that he didn't hear the news that this person was nifter, and he only heard about it, now. So therefore, maybe you'll say, it's rechoka, he was nifter 2 years ago, right? So once the din of shmua rechoka and shmua rechoka is that the person has to be knowing a certain amount of avelos, different things like that. Where rechoka is more than 30 days. So there's less of it. Shakrova, he's still knowing Shiva, if I remember correctly. So therefore, he's saying, for Klapi Hesped as well, if it's Krova, it's definitely, he's definitely allowed. Even Rechoka, once he hears it, you're allowed to be Maspid. You feel sad, you're allowed to be Maspid, because you shouldn't have extra Ma'ur, extra sadness 30 days before the Moed. Nirali Shemasha Anu Noegi Matashim Bashan Lisbon Amaze, the Haskin Ishma. So that Yurtzai falls out between Purim and Pesach. So then you're allowed the minik to go ahead and to say Oskaras Nefashos and even to do a Hespin, things like that. The Eno Bechlal Zed, that's not Bechlal this. The Mudrila Soysa Bisoch Shoshim Leregel, because it's not, you're stopping, because at that time, the first Yurtzai, you're stopping the Avelus. You're not looking to be mamshechit and to keep on ma'arid again. You're looking to, okay, this is like a siyum to siyum adavar. Sometimes the person, you have to be ma'arid, and this was it, and so it doesn't. Therefore, it doesn't bring as much sadness. Now, we're not talking also the Shmishmur, for example, we're not talking about Kiel Mali Rachamim, because that already, that's a tefillah you say even on Shabbos, even for regular Atzma, we say Yizkor, and there's no problem with saying Yizkor on the regel, because it's not something which is supposed to be or sadness. That you feel, whatever, but tomorrow, like, crying, whatever. That's why they say during the first year, there are many who are not knowing to go ahead and to, you shouldn't, I don't know, I'll tell you in a minute, to go ahead and say Yizkor during the first year, because it's not, Yizkor, Tachas of Yizkor is not to make a person sad, it's a point to daven for the mace. So that's okay.
Does this end up apply if the Yortzeit fell on Cholom Moed itself?
Oh, to do a hesped? No, this is if the end of the Shana. I can talk about the end of the Shana fell on L'chora, it's also the hesped. You can't. Achol Moed is an iser. Here it's a different din than the question of the ma'or sadness, and it's gonna for 30 days, which is 30 days. It's gonna go. You're gonna go into Sukkot. You're gonna go into Pesach feeling upset. Let's say the person was nifter, a few months ago. And you begin to say another hesped, it's got, you're going to feel bad for a month. So that's not, during the moed, it's aser. En karen al hameis b'chol moed. It's aser to go ahead and to tear kriya on Chol Hamoed, ela lekreivav, sheim chayavin liyisabe olav. Right, these are the seven kreivim, father, mother, wife, son, daughter, and unmarried sister. Our brother and sister, I think, is included in this. I think I'm on the coin, that's something else, but this is a brother or sister. These are situations where you are where a person does tear kriya or can create kriya. Al karav shachayelis abba alav achacham korea filo ena b'fana v'shabar lo shmua b'moed. Even if he heard about it during the moed, he's allowed to go ahead and tear kriya. Even who b'soch shel shiyom, as long as it's a shmua kriva, it's within shel shiyom of the misa, so he's allowed to tear kriya. The adam kosher ena korea, but adam kosher that you're not. You can't yada be misa the kvura unless it's still before the kvura, and you want to tear kriya on that. Agavi yesh cholkim, and some say you should. Anagu b'nei Ashkenaz shelo lekra b'moed ki im al avi v'imo. The minig in Ashkenaz is only tear kriya for avi v'imo. Shar meisim korin la'achar moed. Have a brother, sister, whatever. They tear after the tear kriya after the moed. And machum she minig yesh kra al kulam. In the Makom where there's no minig, then they go ahead and tear for everything. Mishnah Berurah says Ashkenaz means the Yekes, but in Poland it means the Achrenim. And say in Poland the minig is to be Korea al Kulam of Korea al Kulam. The other Paiskin Achakas Adon Arch Shulchan, they all say they're all Achaluk. It's in the what do you mean the minig? The minig here is that you only tear kriya and aveim. Where it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah is a thing that one of the differences between the Aruch Shulchan and the Mishnah Berurah was how are they misyachis to minig? Mishnah Berurah was misyachis, the way he paskin, he said, okay, he took all the poiskim and was misakim all the poiskim and paskin the fee that. The Aruch Shulchan took into the general minig into his psak often. So you see the Mishnah Berurah over here. He said, okay, the Achrenim say that the minig in Poland was different. On the ground, the Chachos Adam and the Aruch Shulchan said, well, our minig is only to tear by Avi Imo. So I think you have to follow what the minig, again, like the Rambam says, you have to follow what the minig is where you are. Nowadays, it's complex because there's no, unless you're like in some, yeke or something which has the minhagim intact. Most people's minhagim aren't intact. So if you go by whatever the rabbi who knows the city or knows Hilchos Avelos, whatever someone says to do, because it's a little bit unclear. The meaning is also not to tear for Yerushalayim during Chol Hamoed. The meaning of Yerushalayim is not to tear with Medin, not to tear Kriya for on the Kaisel, on the Beis Hamikdash, Machom Hamikdash, and seeing the dome over there. That you don't have to tear. You don't tear kriya on Chol Hamoed. So that's why some people they visit Chol Hamoed, so they don't have to tear kriya. Okay, I don't know. Ein chotzin kosev el kriya shameis. They used to go ahead and guess tear kriya and then pull their arm out of their shirt. And so they don't have their shoulder is bare. The meaning nowadays is not, we don't know when it's chotzin kosev and any time during avelus it's not a minig anymore. So that's fine. So people don't do it. Mavrim b'chol moed. You could do if you did do a levaya, then you are allowed to do a siddur savra. So savra where the other people feed the avelim. It's a dinner of velus that they feed them. Well, now they do bagels, but it used to be they give them like other lentils, like Yaakov Avinu did for Yitzchak. So Sudas Havra. So the So the ma'avir b'chol amoy, you do, even though it's extra avelus, you do a sudas avra. Who shelo yavir b'chovam? You shouldn't do it out in the street. Now again, for Ashkenaz, it's called el kero shomeis. Again, our general minig is not to go ahead and do it publicly. Everyone just does it in the house. I do know that by minig of Sephardim, they have a whole hall that they sit outside. If you go here in Eretz Yisrael, they just put up a tent and sit outside the building, and the people go menachem over there, to do a sudas avra there in Chol HaMoed would be a problem, except for the Kvarev Shomeis. So Yavru Ha'ovel B'soch Beisa Elo Amito Sekufos, so they can't be knowing of Elo, so therefore they have to sit on what's called, they used to flip the mitos, they used to actually flip them. They would take the beds or the benches they sat on, and they would flip them over. So you'd sit on the bottom side. Now they would just sit on the floor or sit on small chairs. But you're not, so therefore al-Khara also you wouldn't be allowed to do the Sudas Avra sitting on a small stool. So therefore you don't you'd sit in a regular chair to have the Sudas Havra. Al Hachacham Siftes, Al Hachacham Mavin Hakoil B'chol HaMoed, and Al Hachacham, everyone gets to do the Sudas Havra, B'chol HaMoed B'soch HaRachava, Kedech Shemavin Sa'avelim, Shakol Avelim Alav, the God of the door, everyone's Avelim on him, so therefore you see the din, they should do a Sudas Havra, though I didn't see that, no one's knowing that, I've never seen it by, even if people are with the Torkriya by Zeb Chaim, Levaya or other Gdolim, Torkriya, Al Kopanim, no, the Sudas Avra, no, I never saw anyone do. But it will be mutter if people decide to do it. Eisin, Kol Tzarchei Ameis B'chol HaMoed, they go out to do malachas, whatever they need to do, Maisa Uman, to go ahead and to prepare whatever they need to for the Meis. Goyzim Saro, they can do proper tahara, where they're able to cut the hair. Chabtsin Ksuso, the wash of, and you can go ahead and wash the body, obviously, there's no malacha, but Chabtsin Ksuso, you can go ahead and wash his clothing. In the chotzer, you'll have to build a coffin in the chotzer where the mace is. Near where the mace is, or by the funeral home, whatever it is, but snicker, it's for the mace. If they didn't have any beams, if you encourage some nice him in the sarim mitzinos of habayis, and if they have to bring logs of wood and cut them and cut them up, so that they'll have to do inside the house. Nimaya adam refursam oisin afil b'shukar. Everyone knew. The rava here was nifter. So whatever the family is going to do, so everyone knows what's going on. So therefore, they can do even afil b'shuk. Aval ein korsin eitz bin hayar. Right, there's no problem with maris ayin. Aval ein korsin eitz bin hayar. Even for a chacham, don't chop a tree down. Lintar minu nesarim la'aron, because that already is very. No one's gonna really, even if people know you're cutting it, whatever. But you go out to the forest already. People don't. Why are you chopping down a tree? So chopping down the Mishmar says cutting a hadas is fine because everyone knows that's the Torah Chameis. So chopping the tree down, it's too removed. It's not so clear. So it's a Gemara Sayin. Zilzal of Moy, it could be. Therefore, it's also to chop down a tree to go ahead and to do that. Ve'ein chaytzvin avanim livnos ben kever. Nor do you mine out stones to go ahead and build a matseva on top. V'machum sheyehudim at. Where the city where there's a little few Jews, adarim b'machom echad v'kol yodim sheish meis ve'yir. Everyone knows, if you're way out of town somewhere in America or whatever, where they have a very small community, everyone knows that someone's nifter. Kol chashuv k'mefursam. Therefore, it's supposed to do whatever you need because everyone knows about it. Ein chayfrim. Kuchim, machafira, faras vinyan b'chol amoy, liyais mukhanim, the meis shiamus. The what's it called? The chaver kedisha, you know, they used to, when they had time, they would go ahead and dig out kvarim or kuchim or in walls and in, like in stone wall, in like caves, things like that. You know, they can't do that on the Moed to prepare, like, okay, we know we have a slew of mason coming, let's, if, I don't know, for a reason, or it's time to have it prepared, you know, so they don't have to go ahead and also it says that Chol HaMoed, it has to be the kever is prepared beforehand, so they only prepare a kever when they know there is a mace, but not, okay, let's just do it so that, you know, we'll have it prepared so we can just, you know, zip in, that they can't do.
If it's already there, then you're allowed to go ahead and to marchiv it or, you know, make it bigger, things like that, make different sizes, that you would be allowed to do.
Because this is a tircha yisera. So therefore, even if it could be a tzarcha mo, tzarcha meis, doesn't make a difference. You can't pull out grass or offer and, you know, stones, whatever. That's what they do during the chol, because that's a malacha, and that's not. You know, the question is, what's the problem? So the Eli Rabba says, Mishur brings Eli Rabba says the problem is only if you're doing it for the Tzarech Beis HaKvaros. Let's say there's weeds on top of a, you know, growing up on the side of a kever or something, and you want to go ahead and that's not covered, you pull it, want to pull it out, or things like that. That would be a problem. However, that which after Levaya you go ahead and they, you know, tullish grass, there's a zecher for Tchias Amesim, or, you know, there was a minute to pull grass and throw it over the shoulder, something like that. To take a stone, it's the same idea of taking the stone after you go to a kever and putting a stone on the kever. So it seems it's a machlokes. However, the Shabura seems to come out that the minig is not to be toilish it. To pick a stone up from the floor, muksa is a little muksa on the chalmoy. That would be fine. If you find a little stone sitting on the floor, then you'd be allowed to put it on the kever or something like that, or use it, or some grass already told us you can throw it then. I don't know, whatever that, but not to actually, you know, dig out a stone. Din tziduk hadin b'moed, I'm yerodea. Well, you can say tziduk hadin on chalmoy, you'll see in yerodea. So the issue is that Shabura says that we don't say tzidur kadin, because the problem with tzidur kadin is margil hesped. It'll bring people to do it, to be masped the mace, because it's so. Therefore, the meaning is not to say it during chol moed. But again, all chaver kadishas have their own minhagim and different ways of, you know, burying different things like that. So alfianian, I don't know, whatever. You know, get to Ilchus Avelis, you can discuss it then a little bit more. Let's start talking from Ches. A koiver is mesa yvesocha regel. Someone who, this is the Avelis, someone who buried the mesa in the Chomoid. Lo chol av Avelis beregel, right? It's doiche, the regel in the Moid is doiche, the Avelis. So only start saying Shiva after the Moed. And they count Shoshim from Yom HaKvura, but Noeg B'Shar Shloshim called Gzer Shloshim. But the Shloshim and Noeg, like other Gzer Shloshim, not cutting the hair and taking hot showers, things like that. And it's the reason why the moed is doicha avelus. It's hamachta bechakecha. It's a din deraisa that it's doicha. It's doicha the avelus of the doicha avelus. So therefore they wait until after the moed to sit shiva, and we'll continue tomorrow. Yes.